You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a discussion with industry leaders about how they persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Welcome again to Forward Ever. It's good to have you listening along as our guest today is going to talk about what happened during COVID, the leadership that it took running a library during the COVID experience. And our guest is from the Hayes Public Library, the director of the library, Brandon Hines. Good to have you with us, Brandon.
Good morning, Gary.
Hey, first off, it's exciting down at the library. I had a chance to stop by the other day, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the library looks great. Good job for making it through COVID and making everything look so good down there.
Well, thanks. It's nice to finally be able to share it with everybody. And lots of exciting things happening.
Well, let's go back 2018. You took over as the leadership role, Hayes Public Library. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but you kind of take out a couple years for COVID in there. Talk a little bit about what happened during COVID, because most libraries, if not all libraries, shut down.
Yeah.
So what happened during COVID and what's coming back?
Yeah, well, first you just threw me off there. It's actually 4 years today that I did start. So that's something else. I didn't realize that until I started.
Well, I didn't have the actual day done, but you've been there longer than that because you were in the when did you start in the young adult area of the library?
Well, 2012? I know you're not here talking about this. So real quick recap. I was 3 years part-time from 01 to 04. And then in 2007, I started as a young adult person. So the teen and youth services and left for a few years. And like you said, back in 18.
And here we go. And then you get a chance to lead a library during COVID,
right.
Of which I think all library, maybe there were some that stayed open, but all libraries closed during that. What happened at the Hayes Public Library when COVID was announced a couple of years ago?
Well, yeah, we had a lot going on at that time. We just wrapped up my first year and a half or so, and we were digging into some big projects, which a renovation project, some real big changes to our outreach program as well. And, we had this outreach program. We were really excited about that. And what you see visually around town, which is only a part of it, is our bookmobile. And, I think that we shut down over the weekend kind of is when everything, school started closing, and we realized that we needed to start, we needed to be closed as well until we figured out what was going on. And I think it was 3 days later is when our bookmobile showed up in the back parking lot here. We were told that it was the last delivery of a bookmobile that they were going to make, and they were changing over to rapid testing centers, things like that, this company that fabricated our vehicle. So I guess the first thing it did, the biggest thing for us that even has an impact today, was the outreach. Obviously, we couldn't deploy the bookmobile in the manner in which we thought we were going to at that time. But we shut the doors and we started having some meetings. They were remote because we weren't even coming in for a few weeks there for sure. And we turned around and said, all right, how are we going to meet the needs of our safely meet the needs of the community? And we'd already had aspirations for a on hold pickup operation, and that turned into a pickup in our lobby. So we had a lobby pickup where people were making requests. We were putting bags out front, scheduling them to come in and get their DVDs, their books, and people were consuming a lot of information at that time because they were home. They had the time to do it. We also started our delivery service at that time, which was only aspirational up until then. We've maintained it since. So that outreach component, that's when it grew up right there. And, our staff members all came together with that. Our outreach coordinator at the time, who actually just left us a couple weeks ago for a director job in another state, she really deserves the credit for setting that stuff up. Her name is Holly Ray. And, we built that program. On top of that, we had to look at the way people were consuming information. And what I'm leading towards here is the audiobooks, our digital collection. And we had some real limitations on the number of items just from a budgeting standpoint at that time on what we could do. We knew even at that time we wanted to increase it, but we've increased the number of checkouts on our digital platform, which is a cost per CERC. So every time you check something out, you know, the library incurs a fee for that. So we did have to limit that, but we opened it up at that time and we actually doubled it to where people could have 20 checkouts on one of our platforms. And then we also bolstered our content on our other platforms and really started marketing it. And again, the impact, we're still feeling that today because we had to adjust our budget in 2022 because people have held on to that. They haven't all gone back to physical books. Most of them have, but so that was another big change for us. Well,
Brandon, let's talk about that for just a second, because going through all of this, book pickup, book delivery, the Sunflower e-library that you have out there for books, did COVID kind of change the direction of libraries in the country, including Hayes Public Library?
You know, I think it was already heading in that, it's already heading in that direction. It still is. You know, we started our digital collection in, gosh, I think in 2010s when we signed on for our very own standalone collection. And at that time when smartphones came around, that's when the evolution really began, you know, really picked up steam. And that's when we really had to start meeting that demand. COVID definitely accelerated it. We noticed that people are relying more on their tablets and on their phones than what they did prior to that. And with that, there's a comfort. People have a comfort with, you know, reading books on these screens in a way they may not have before. We still get those people who are like, oh, I just love a good book. Well, I do too. So, I mean, we do. But we also have just adapted to where we're using these devices a lot more naturally. And a lot of that has to do with the improvements within the apps. Like you mentioned, Sunflower eLibrary. There's a new app that overlays Sunflower eLibrary, which is called Libby. It's the same thing, only much easier. And as these vendors have increased and improved their delivery, we see more people being more successful. It used to seem like, I would say 30% of the people who had to download something through OverDrive and then transfer it, there was always a holdup there or for a certain population. And if it didn't work the first time, a lot of those people dropped it and didn't try it again. So, you know, they're doing that now more comfortably. And this is a little different, but, you know, we see that with the way people use the computers here in the library as well. I think it was in 2010, our numbers, we had over 50,000 people use the public internet computers in 2010. Now, again, that was about the time when smartphones were really picking up steam and we were all switching from flip phones to smartphones at that time. You know, in 2020, I think our numbers were down to about 30,000 that were using apps. I mean, we're talking a 40% decrease. And with our remodel, we accommodated for that. We don't have as many public computers, but what we did do is we built a more robust network, wireless network. So people are changing the way they use technology, and absolutely a lot more people using the digital collection. And we're trying to keep up with that as best we can. You know, one of our challenges is with streaming content. It's a little different than it used to. There are a lot of people who, get their, you know, directly from Audible or from Amazon. There's content that's going directly to these platforms. If you think some really popular Netflix series, things like that, you know, some of these things we don't even have access to anymore. It used to be, you know, we could always find the book. Well, now some of these shows are coming out, and then even some books are being produced to where we don't even have access immediately. And sometimes we never get access to this content. That's kind of a concern for us in the future. And nationally, you know, libraries, we're fighting for that. We want to be able to offer that content to our communities.
Well, talk about a little your space, because one of the things that your remodel put in place is a whole different environment. You walk into the front and it's a different environment today than it was before COVID, mostly due to the remodel project and the way that it's now set up to have people utilize in many different ways the front of the library.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our what we call the Schmidt Community Commons. And we one of our goals going into this this remodel was to create more engaging spaces. And if you the actual library we're in right now, the main part of the library, all three levels except for what was added on in 2004, it was built in 1968, and we're still in that building. We're still in that 1968 building, even though there was a nice expansion in 04. And you know, one of the things we heard through our staff, our community, and our board discussions and planning all of this was, you know, we want people to engage, we want people to sit there and enjoy conversations, just sit there and, you know, experience the space, engage in the space. You know, we had people who wanted to have a coffee bar in here. We didn't quite pull that off, but we do have coffee now, which is very simple, a pot of coffee put on in the morning. We don't really think we can justify a barista sitting here with the size of our population, but that engaging area, if you've been in like you have, you've seen those windows. We put comfortable seating up there. We even have some background music, and it was phenomenal. When we opened up in, I guess it would have been late spring of 2021, it was the first time people could really use that space. And as finals approached, you know, we wanted to get those college kids coming in because we have so many just within walking distance of the library, and we wanted them using the space. And that's when we realized that we hit on it. And we actually saw more students coming in than we'd ever seen before. And with that, we also have the meeting rooms. We have three small meeting rooms, actually two small ones and then one smaller, a little bit larger room we call the conference room. They have plenty of technology in there. People have Zoom meetings all the time in those rooms. And we always joke about how you never know what's going to happen at a table in a public library and like the conversations that unfold there. And some of those conversations really are confidential type conversations where you might have a social worker working with a client, an attorney working with a client, interviews, things like that, that maybe you don't want to have happen right in the middle of the public. What these meeting rooms do is they have, you know, there's glassed in, so you have that openness feel to it, but you also have the privacy of a sound, so you don't have that sound flowing out. And you know, we've seen our traffic finally start to pick back up. This is the first summer where we haven't, where we've really committed our full programming effort. Last year, we were just wrapping up the remodel, and COVID was, you know, definitely more still on people's minds as it is today. But we finally started having some bigger programming, and I'm real proud to say, in the month of May, we had over 400 people a day average through our doors. Our kickoff event brought in about 1,200 people. And, you know, COVID was a bad deal. It, you know, threw all of our lives off, but we had that disruption at the same time where we had another disruption with the updates and the construction of our space. So putting those together kind of limited our overall disruptions that we could have potentially had.
Well, Brandon, that 400 a day, that's an impressive number. And we're going to take a quick break, going to come back, talk a little bit about some of the special programming you have, because you have some cool space for that. And I know you're working on and being able to do more of that as well. We'll talk about that when we come back. Our guest is Brandon Hines, who is the director of the Hayes Public Library. More after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond, and those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Our guest today is Hayes Public Library Director Brandon Hines. Brandon, we were talking about all the upgrades, how cool it looks in the library. 400 people coming through in a week. Is that the number I heard?
Yeah, actually per day.
Per day.
That was our average during our open days during the month of May.
400 per day coming through the library, and there's a reason for that. It looks cool, but you're also doing some great programming, and you're working on some things. Tell us what you're thinking about going forward.
Yeah, and you know, we're in the middle of our summer reading right now, which is absolutely our largest event, programming event, and actually attendance of the year. So that'll run through the end of July. If you still have time to sign up for the summer reading program, you can do that by getting on the website. You can stop by the library, and a staff member would love to tell you all about it. Also, you can find all of our activities on our master calendar on our website. That's hayeslibrary.org. And with that, you can limit it by your interest. You can limit it to children's, towards adult programming, teen programming, whatever your interest might be. But in general, we're back with our programming. You know, we've had some big programs this summer. We just had Randy Sauer here, who's kind of a local favorite. We've had Sternberg here a couple times engaged, and a lot of programs like that where we expect big turnouts for our kids. We also are reimagining our space. We talked about our community commons area a little bit ago, and we're really changing up how we use that space. And the idea there is we want people to, engage in that space and more than just books, more than just the resources. And we came in last year we finally pulled it off at the beginning of this year, as we have mobile shelving up front now for a lot of our new books. And we can take that shelving and we can just unlock the wheels and we can push it towards the back part of the library up here. And then suddenly we have a beautiful venue up front for seating for, I haven't got the fire marshal to give me an exact number yet, but we've had programs with tables with 100 people plus up there in that space. So we're always looking for partners and ideas on ways we can, enhance that space. Last year we had our first Foundation Wine and Cheese event. We brought in Ron Wilson, who's the director of the Huck Boyd Institute. He's also kind of known as the cowboy poet laureate of Kansas, if you ever see his spot in the morning. And he's also the guy who does the Now That's Rural program. We had him in here for our Foundation Wine and Cheese fundraiser. The first one was supposed to happen in the spring of 2020, and that didn't happen. But we're going to do it again this year. And we have Marcy Penner tabbed of the Kansas Sampler Foundation as our keynote presenter. I believe our date is September 17th on that Saturday. So again, we're going to take that space, we're going to open it up and have a really big event up there. But it's not always big events up there either. We have this summer and this spring where we started this program. Now we're calling it Making Sense Of, and we try and focus on the sensory element of different things. And because we know that's a great way to engage folks. So we might do something with music. We had Kathy Drabkin, who's has her small business of Kathy's Breads, and she came in and did a bread making demonstration. We had Cathedral Roast in here and did a program on coffee. So, those things really appeal to folks' senses. And we're always looking for more ideas for things like that. We want to be seen as that entity that collaborates with people. So if somebody has an idea for something along those lines, or maybe something even completely off the wall, we want people to come in and present those ideas to us so we can.
Brandon, what's the best way for somebody to find you?
I'd say get on our website, we have a list of contacts. If it's a youth program or maybe a early childhood program, you can find out which staff members connected with that. But really, if you talk to any of us, you can message me directly. It's bhines@hayeslibrary.org. We have a great communications person with Callie Kalasny, and I know she does a lot of work with you guys. You can message Callie, just give us a call up, or even better, stop by and see us.
Well, I like that idea, because you walk into the Hayes Public Library, you remember what libraries were like, and now you see this. It's a whole new generation of libraries. Brandon, nice job of taking, even though it's 4 years, a COVID experience and a nice upgrade with some beautiful new facilities. It's great to see what you've done with the library. Thank you for your effort, and thanks to the team down there for getting the job done.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the support.
Our guest is Brandon Himes, who is the director of the Hayes Public Library. Hope you get a chance to stop by, see the library in Hayes, or if you're somewhere else, go down, visit your library, find a good book to read, and enjoy the summer that way. Hi, I'm Gary Shorman. Thanks for listening. The program's brought to you by Forward Ever, is brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, where you can live with confidence.
Challenging times are when experience matters. we allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.